I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally party was seen winning around 34% of the vote in France's first round of parliamentary elections on Sunday, exit poll showed. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Exit polls showed that Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France on Sunday. But the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Sunday's outcome is a major blow to President Emmanuel Macron, who stunned the nation when he called for snap elections. The results were in line with opinion polls ahead of the election, but provided little clarity on whether Le Pen's anti-immigrant, Eurosceptic party will be able to form a government and coexist with pro-EU Macron after next Sunday's second round of voting is concluded.
Chris Dignam from Reuters. A suspected female suicide bomber has killed at least 18 in Nigeria, authorities say. AP correspondent Kristen Chamas has more.
Coordinated attacks took place at a wedding, a funeral, and a hospital in the northeastern town of Gwoza. The first suicide bomber detonated an explosive device during a marriage celebration, according to a local authority. The authority said that just minutes later, another blast occurred near the general hospital. He added that the third attack at a funeral service was by a female bomber disguised as a mourner. Children and pregnant women were among those killed. Gwoza is in Borno State, which has been heavily impacted by an insurgency launched in 2009 by Boko Haram, an Islamic extremist group. So far, however, no one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox protesters clashed with Israeli police in central Jerusalem on Sunday, days after Israel's Supreme Court ruled the state must begin drafting Jewish seminary students into the military. The decree creates new political strains for embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose coalition government relies on two ultra-Orthodox parties that regard conscription exemptions as key to keeping their constituents in religious seminaries and out of an army that might test their customs. Israel is in need of more people as its armed forces are overstretched by a multi-front war in Gaza and in Lebanon. North Korea has launched a ballistic missile towards sea after the end of a new joint military exercises by the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
South Korea's military says North Korea launched at least one short-range ballistic missile off its east coast a day after the North vowed to take, quote, offensive and overwhelming countermeasures in response to a new U.S. military drill with South Korea and Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the missile was launched from southeastern North Korea at 5:05 a.m. Monday. It says an additional unidentified ballistic missile launch trajectory was detected 10 minutes later, a suggestion there might have been two missile launches. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
President Joe Biden's family has used a Sunday gathering at Camp David to urge him to stay in the race and keep fighting despite his dreadful debate performance. Some family members criticized the way Biden's staff prepared him for the face-off. That's according to four people familiar with the discussions. Much of the Caribbean is on alert Sunday as Tropical Storm Beryl has strengthened into the first hurricane of the 2024 Atlantic season. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
Forecasters are warning of an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. John Cagliosi is a hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center. He says Beryl is expected to bring life-threatening winds and storm surge when it reaches the Windward Islands early on Monday.
And then tracking across basically the entire Caribbean Sea from east to west and staying a very strong storm. Could be a major hurricane for a while, perhaps weaken a little as it reaches the western Caribbean, but expected to remain a hurricane during the next 5 days as it tracks across that region.
Barbados, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Grenada are all under hurricane warnings, while tropical storm warnings or watches are in effect for Martinique, Tobago, and Dominica. Steve Karish, VOA News.
I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.